Welcome to House Matters. In this edition, debate on the Road Traffic Bill 2016 begins in the lower house and National Insurance Amendment Act gets approval. Thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell. Debate on the Road Traffic Bill 2016 got underway in the House of Representatives last Wednesday. Minister of Transport and Mining Mike Henry, who opened the debate, said the bill seeks to improve road safety and create new categories of driver's licenses, among other matters.
The Memorandum of Object and Reasons for the bill states that the government decided to repeal the existing Road Traffic Act and replace it with a new act that is in keeping with international best practices for road safety adopted for local conditions.
Minister Henry says, since the Act was promulgated in 1938, there has been a phenomenal development in the design of motor vehicles on roads, thus rendering various description requirements in the Act obsolete.
In that context, Mr. Speaker, we are presenting the Road Traffic Bill, which I hope as much of the public will respond to in the time, that what we need to look at will be addressed going forward. And I hope that we can complete the debate as soon as possible so we can move forward and then make any amendments we wish to regulations or otherwise.
The House of Representatives has approved amendments to the National Insurance Amendment Act, allowing for an actuarial review of the National Insurance Scheme, NIS, every 3 years instead of the current 5 years. The bill was piloted by Minister of Labour and Social Security Shaheen Robinson in the House of Representatives on September 28. Mrs. Robinson said the reduction in the review period would place the ministry in a better position to more closely monitor and introduce preemptive measures or timely interventions to ensure the long-term sustainability of the scheme.
More frequent actuarial reviews will provide critical information that will support risk management and improved governance of the National Insurance Scheme pension funds. More frequent actuarial reviews will also assist in making long-term financial and investment decisions of the fund.
In addition, she said the reviews will allow for greater transparency and accountability and will enable the ministry to monitor the effectiveness of reform initiatives.
The amendments proposed in this bill will support our efforts in ensuring the sustainability of the NIS and its ability to honor its financial obligations to its contributors.
Meanwhile, the minister said the NIS Reform Committee has completed its assessment of the actuarial report done by ECLA Consultants. Mrs. Robinson said the recommendations from the committee will be presented to the cabinet at its next meeting. The actuarial report projected that the National Insurance Fund cash flow is at risk of being depleted by 2033 if serious efforts are not made to reform the present structure and operation of the scheme. At present, more than 112,000 persons are in receipt of benefits from the scheme. In the 2015-2016 financial year, over $15.4 billion was spent on NIS benefits, while $12.8 billion was collected in contributions. This represents a gap of $2.6 billion. And Cabinet has approved further amendments to the Proceeds of Crime Act to take the profit out of crime. Minister of National Security Robert Montague made the announcement during a sitting of the House of Representatives last Wednesday.
And we look forward to the full support of both Houses of Parliament, and we will further move to add Prudia Larsney under this Act.
In addition, Mr. Montague said a comprehensive review of the 1867 Constabulary Force Act is underway in keeping with the efforts to modernize the Jamaica Constabulary Force, the JCF. The minister noted that the changes seek to reflect the JCF as a citizen safety and peacekeeping force as against a militia force that is embodied in the current legislation. Other pieces of legislation being looked at include the Noise Abatement Act and the Offensive Weapons Act.
We will shortly bring to the House more legislative measures targeting crimes committed with the gun. We will seek the support of both sides for this legislative program.
Minister of National Security Robert Montague. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.